Good morning, 722.
More than 48 hours after the storms blew through this morning, we're talking with all the major power companies in the area to try to figure out just exactly when the power is going to come back on for all of us. Pepco Region President Tom Graham back on the line with us here on WTOP. Tom, what's the latest for your customers?
Right now, we've restored service to about 43% of our customers. We have 230,000 out of service, down from 443,000. We continue to receive mutual assistance crews from as far as Oklahoma, Canada, Missouri, Florida, and Georgia. So that'll be very helpful as we continue our restoration efforts.
You know, some of the frustration that people feel comes from hearing how through the year Pepco has done so much better since the last storm, and things have gotten better with trees and power lines in general. And then a big storm comes and we're right back where we started again, is the way it seems.
Day to day, we've seen a 59% improvement in duration and a 36% in frequency of outages. So the work we've been doing over the last couple of years is starting to pay off. You need to keep in mind, this was a natural disaster. From the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic, about 4.3 million customers were knocked out of service for several utilities.
Yeah, it was a freak storm.
So it's a little bit out of the norm. So I'd ask our customers to be patient, be safe, and we're doing everything we can to restore service for them.
The hope was that rebuilding the infrastructure through the last couple of years was going to bolster the system more in the event of natural disasters. We do see natural disasters in this area from time to time that lead to prolonged outages. Is there more infrastructure rebuilding that's going to need to be done, more bolstering to prevent prolonged outages from future natural disasters?
When you have 90 to 100-mile-an-hour winds like we had last week with rain, when you have 70-mile-an-hour winds like we had on Friday night, and you have 50 to 100-foot trees that are crashing down on homes, cars, and our infrastructure, that's something very difficult to control. It's outside of what we have control over. What we have control over is restoring service to our customers quickly and safely, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
Tom, let me ask you about a catch-22 situation that we've heard about in a couple of instances where a tree crew will get to a site and say they're waiting for Pepco to clear the power lines before they can take care of the tree, and they leave after a while because nobody comes. And then Pepco gets there and say they're waiting for the tree crew to clear the tree before they can get to the power lines. How can a customer help to kind of resolve that?
You know, I'm not aware of those situations happen, although there are a lot of resources on the system right now. We're looking at about 1,700 field resources that are working on this. There's a lot of coordination involved. The best thing that a customer can do is stay away from down wires and then also report their outages on 877-PEPCO-62.
And 11 o'clock Friday night is still the global estimated restoration time for Pepco?
For the vast majority, meaning at least 90% of our customers, Friday at 11 p.m. Is the global restoration time. For those customers whose outage may extend to the weekend, we'll be updating information Wednesday evening.
We appreciate you keeping us in the loop, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Pepco President Tom Graham. And again, we'll stay on top of the power companies, make sure every last customer gets power restored. It's just taking a little longer than usual.